This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. There are people that say that we have a constant struggle between good and evil inside of all of us. If you look at a lot of the best thinkers, if you will, they constantly reference that. They say, man, struggle between good and evil. You know, it's the yin and the yang of self. And I agree that we definitely have a yin and a yang. There's an evil side of us that can be brought out and so on and so forth. We get it. That's the yin and the yang of life. You can't have good without having evil, because you wouldn't know what good is. There would be no definition, if you will. So you have to have something that defines it. And I say to that, perhaps. But see, here's the thing. The people that say there's a constant struggle between good and evil, they're right to a point in the sense that sure there is. It's easy to go, oh, that's the wrong thing to do versus the right thing to do. I get that. But okay, so let's say, I forget, something recently happened. It was with me, and I don't remember what it was, but some guy lost $5 or something, and I looked down, hey, sir, here's this. He's like, thank you. Like, you didn't take it? You know, and I'm going, no. And I'm thinking in my head, I wouldn't, this is yours. This is not mine. I found a purse one time in the street. I was headed back from the studio. I drove to 3 police stations to turn this purse in. They wouldn't take it. Finally, managed to track down the owner of the purse, and she comes to the house, and she's like shocked. It's got all her credit cards and everything in it, and tracked her down and gave her purse back. There was no, what do I do? What if it's a satchel full of money? It didn't matter. See, good wins easily with conservatives. For leftists, evil wins. When they talk about it's a struggle between good and evil, if you're raised correctly, there's no struggle there. You may have struggles sometimes in your own personal things like, you know, should I have that extra piece of cake? Or, you know, should I call this girl back that's trying to hit on me? Whatever. You may have those types of struggles, and that is a struggle between good and evil. I'll give you that. But when it comes to, do I shoot up a school? There's no choice for us. Should I steal this and because I could get away with it? Should I lie about somebody because it will promote me and denigrate them? There's no struggle between conservatives with good and evil. You don't do it because you live by a moral code. I mean, and here's the other thing. And Plato said this. He says, ignorance, the root and stem of all evil. Ignorance. Now, Mark Twain would differ, because he said that lack of money is the root of all evil, not money is the root of all evil. And I think that both of these gentlemen are right. Ignorance is truly the root of evil, a lack of knowledge. Ask yourself, why does the left do what it does? It's because they're ignorant. They get mad at me. They send me letters. That's okay. Send them to KJRadio.com. You can go there, left this side. I get your stuff. So this idea that you're smart when we're watching what's going on in the world of leftism, show me something that works. Show me that their immigration program works. Look around the world. Look at what's happening as they allow floods of immigrants to come in who have zero cultural, they're not adding anything to the culture of these folks. And I mean, of these countries, and in fact, are changing it for the worse. And so leftists go, but no, open borders works. And look at the spread of Islam, radical Islam around the world. Look at the number, the amount of crime, the rise in the crime rate amongst the non-Islamic culture in any country you go to, any country where these people have been accepted, and you'll see the results. Just look at it. Look at what massive immigration has done to buckle the economic system of any country you want, where something like 75 or some crazy amount of Muslim women don't work. They just have babies, and the men are just, you know, I mean, do I really need to go there with them with rape culture? On and on. None of it works. And the evil that results from it is based on what? The ignorance of leftists that say, I'll change the bad boys. You're bad because you are recognizing that something doesn't work, and now I'm mad at you for recognizing that. And that's where we are. We've got bombings. We've got mass shootings. We've got day-to-day crime in black neighborhoods and around the country. And just to be blunt, if you peeled out all the leftists from any country that you know, that follows these ideas of open borders and you know, Islam is the religion of peace and whatever else, you take any of those people out of any country, the crime rate drops to practically zero. It does. And here's the other thing. People would no longer need to embezzle or steal or do anything else, because the world would run like clockwork. The result of your efforts would be paying off. The result of your efforts today goes to pay for so much nonsense and malfeasance, which if you knew exactly where your money went, you would revolt instantaneously. You're paying for some dude not taking care of his 10 or 12 kids. Or you're paying for some knot-headed chick who gets knocked up by every guy she meets. You're paying for stuff that you would never in your life pay for. You're paying for congressmen to cover up their shenanigans with, you know, with their interns and affairs and everything else. That's what you're paying for. But they call you crazy. Evil is what they think about. Evil is the theft of your money, the theft of your time. Because that's worse. Your time is money. If you took government's bureaucracy out of your life, you would live 20% longer. Certainly 20% better. I know God's got your time plan, but you'd live 20% better because you'd have money to do things and relax. And to be honest with you, you probably would live longer. God would go, well, the reason why I've cut 20% off of your life is you were born in a time of leftism. Evil, folks. Good versus evil. With conservatives, good wins overwhelmingly. It's not even a thought process. You know to do the right thing. You've taught your kids. People around you know you will do the right thing. That's why they love you and they trust you. With leftists, evil wins the majority of the time. You want that role and they want it too, they're going to get it. They're going to connive, they're going to cheat, they're going to steal, they're going to lie about you, they will do anything. They want your man, your woman, they will do whatever it takes to get them. That's what leftists do. They sully up everything around them. And that's exactly what happened in this college, in this school.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I saw an article, and it was a shocking reasons for juvenile crime. And we touched on it a little bit early on. It's probably been a couple weeks ago. And I just gave you guys some ideas about the amount of crime being committed by youth and things like this. And I just sort of outlined a few things that should make you a little fearful of how leftism has infiltrated the society at large and its impact on our youth. And this is a 12 News report, and here's what they wrote. They says, we wanted to know why. Statewide, in the past 5 years, there have been 373,000-plus youth arrests. Of those, 18,904 are under the age of 12 years old. So roughly 19,000, okay? While every day young people are committing crimes and officials are standing behind a podium telling us about it, 10 investigators wanted to reach out to the ones causing the crimes, asking them why. So over the past year, they said, we mailed out more than 100 questionnaires to young people in prison, ranging from 18 to 20 years old. All of the men and women we reached out to had lengthy criminal histories as juveniles. We ask them questions like how old they were when they committed their first crime, to what could your parents, teachers, law enforcement have done. Every time we mailed out a handful within days, responses started to come back. Now, the results. It was a survey of just 11 questions. Geez, what am I doing today? I'm having trouble understanding this stuff. English is tough today for me. Anyway, here was the first question. How old were you when you committed your first crime? 30% said they were under 10. A third, almost. 50% said they were 10 to 12 years old. 20% 13 to 16. So that's the age group. 30% under 10, 50% 10 to 12, 20% 13 to 16. So these crimes are being committed when these kids are early. 80% under the age of 12. Next question. What made you want to commit the crime? 44% said their friends made them want to do it. 32% said it was because they were bored. 24% said other. One commented he was curious. So, what do we got here? Friends and boredom being number one, and 24% other. But 76% is based on friends and boredom, nothing to do, or hanging out with the wrong friends with nothing to do. Here's the next question. What could have stopped you from making bad decisions? 56% said more things to do. 43% said attentive parents. 38% said a different group of friends. Now, you can obviously tell that's not a cumulative thing. They could answer multiple questions and get their answer. It wasn't meant to be 100%. What could your parents have done? That's the next question. 72% said paid more attention. 26% said ask more questions. So the common thread here is you've got young kids under the age of 12, 80% of them committing, you know, crimes or recidivists. They're doing multiple crimes. And overwhelmingly, they were bored, had nothing to do, could have easily been fixed with proper parental guidance. I mean, this is where we are. Okay, the survey goes on. If you committed a crime, were you scared about the trouble you would get into if you were caught? This is going to be a shocker. Let me just ask you guys this. What do you think the percentage of them said we'd be afraid if we got caught? It gets over 50%. Obviously, it's over 50, okay? Or wouldn't be afraid. Either way you want to look at it. Okay, let's do it this way. How many do you think were afraid of being caught? 10%, 20%, 50%, 90%, whatever. I'm going to tell you right now, it's less than 50%. So would you say 80%? What do you think? Would be afraid of getting caught. That would be a reason for them to stop. You got a guess? You're both wrong. It's actually higher. They're guessing 70 to 80%. No, 100% said they were not afraid of getting caught. 100% of the kids that they sent this survey to. One person commented that they never thought about getting caught or the consequences. Another person commented, I was impulsive. I always did what came to mind, and I only worried about the consequences once I got caught. Now, that's something to be thinking about. Because if a person pulls a gun on you, for example, don't think that they're not going to shoot you because they're concerned about the consequences. Goes to say, you might want to tell them, hey, look, you can do what you want, but when they find you, you're going to go to prison for life. Something like that. Wow. When would you get in the most trouble? Was the next question. 54% said during school hours. 42% said after school hours. 38% said nighttime. A lot of people commented on all three times. Would you sneak out of the house? 91% said yes. When we ask how many This is weird. Said out their bathroom window. I guess they meant like got out through their bedroom window once their parents fell asleep. I get it. They were asking how did they get out, and they say they got out of their bedroom windows once their parents fell asleep. Here's a good question. Were your parents strict? 44% said yes. Thus, 56% said no. Next one. Were you involved in any activities? 47% said no. A few said they were involved in sports. Others did admit they were involved in church. If the consequences were harsher from the beginning, do you think that you would have made that would have made a difference? Everybody said yes. What is the one thing a parent, guardian, teacher could have done that may have prevented you rather from ending up in jail? One person wrote, took time to show me they cared and been a positive influence in my life. Another questioner said, they can all show more kids lots of love. That's a survey. I mean, it's so telling. And I feel, when I'm looking at that survey, there's a part of me that just feels really sorry for these kids. Because I'm going to tell you something. We are, as humans, we so crave positive feedback, particularly at a young age. And I don't care how you're cut. You know, you may be a person that doesn't dote on accolades or things like that, but it feels good when somebody, you know, takes a notice and says, you're going to be something. And I'm putting my faith in you. I think you're going to be a good kid or whatever. I cannot tell you how many people said that to me. Now, I was a good kid. You know, I was helpful. I liked doing my chores. I didn't mind things, but I can tell you, it made me feel good when people noticed.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, the House of Representatives passed a resolution demanding the Department of Justice turn over sensitive documents regarding the FBI's handling of the 2016 presidential election investigation. Now, before that vote, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and FBI Director Christopher Wray were testifying before a House Judiciary Committee. Take a listen as things got really testy between Congressman Jim Jordan and Rosenstein.
Why'd you tell Peter Strzok not to answer our questions yesterday? When I asked Peter Strzok if he'd ever communicated with Glenn Simpson, he gave us the answer he gave us dozens of times. On advice of FBI counsel, I can't answer that question. Why couldn't he answer that question?
Mr. Jordan, I appreciate your sincere concerns, but I didn't give Peter Strzok any instructions. If there was some problem with the instructions he had, I'll be happy to look into it.
First Lady Melania Trump arrived in Arizona, where she will be touring immigration centers along the border. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And here's what blows me away. I joke about race, but I've been in like intense, I've been in a fight with a black guy. Has any white, this is an astounding statistic, has any white guy ever been in a fight with a black guy? Not one, I'm the only one in here. Never, and I'll tell you why, and it's a fair question. White people do not like fighting black people. We do not. Have you ever been in a fight with a black guy? No. Why? You didn't think you'd win? Is that fine? It's a weird feeling because the second you get in a fight with a black guy, the first thing everyone watching the fight thinks is, oh my God, he must hate all black people. And you're like, no, just this one. And that's a weird... I got into a fight in high school. Now, girls, you don't know this, but guys... Do you remember in high school, you'd be at a party, and you'd hear someone yell, fight! And so that's what I did. I'm at a party, and I'm dancing, you know, what's up, Joy? Hey, here we go, third set! And I hear fight, right? I hear fight, and I take off running, just, huh? Not like a midget, just, huh? Now, here's what I learned, and I'm warning you. What I should have done... is I should have checked the skin color of everyone attending the fight that night. Maybe stop 10 feet short of the fight and go, hey, what are they fighting about? Instead of sticking my white face into the center of 20 black guys beating up one white guy who's unconscious on the floor. Yeah, now I'm on his team because we're wearing the away uniforms.
All right, everybody, welcome back. You gotta love the humor of situations like that, probably based on some truth, you know? And I love those types of things, but here's the thing that I don't like about it. It is based on some sort of stupid truth, and here's what's going on right now, folks, in Philadelphia. They're paying kids not to fight. Now, I'm curious to get your take on this. Here's a story out of Philly.com. Michael Lindsay is acutely aware of what the world thinks of him. A 14-year-old attending a public school in a particularly tough corner of Philadelphia. People look at me and say, you should be fighting, said Lindsay, an eighth grader at Mitchell Elementary in 55th and Kingsing Avenue. Whatever. Anyway, some other street, okay? I hate reading stories. But anyway, here's what it goes on to say this. But that's not him, Lindsay said. And this year, he's proving it. He's part of an eighth grade class whose principal is attempting an unusual, and some would say audacious, experiment. If Michael and his 32 classmates make it to graduation with no physical altercations, each gets a $100 bill. $100 bill, paying young black kids not to fight. Tough area of Philly saying, you know, fights happen a lot, probably. I'm just guessing here, but I mean, I grew up on the streets. San Antonio, poor black kid, I fought all the time, made me tough. So I get it because you guys have heard me say this. I think it's really silly the amount of time that I have spent in the martial arts. And here's the deal. There's a part of me that liked it. I won't lie. I enjoyed training my body to be a weapon. But here's the sad part. It wasn't like I just said, hey, you know what? I'd like to be a dancer. Or I really enjoy gardening. Or, boy, that's really cool what they do with their body. I'd like to do that. I knew in my head learning that was going to prevent butt kickings. And that's why I had an affinity towards it. I don't know, quite frankly, that I would have spent the it's now decades in the martial arts had it not been for fear of not wanting to be somebody's chump. I mean, that was truly my motivation. Now, I do believe I see the art in it because I really do see the artistry. I love watching. I love training kids, especially the ones that, you know, their bodies can just do certain, you know, crazy things that you're like, I didn't know the human body could even do that. You know, little scissor legs, that, you know, just crazy flexibility and all that. You run into them and you're like, that's really cool. I'm going to see what this kid can do. You know, wrap around, hook kick, you know, crazy stuff. But I learned to fight because I felt like I needed to. And I think it's such a waste of time that many, many young black kids grow up knowing, man, I got to at least learn the basic skills. I got to learn how to box. I got to learn how to wrestle. Or I got to learn how to fight. And those that don't, you know what they do? They get a gun. They get a gun. See, if I had learned what my white friends learned a long time ago, they all carry guns. That's it. They carry guns. You mess with me, they go, look, I it's not like I can fight. I mean, I don't really want to fight you, but I mean, I am loaded here. I got my gun. And yeah, okay, got it. But what, you know what's cool about my era? Even if somebody had a gun, if y'all had a beef, you fought it out. Nobody got shot. Anyway, they got to pay these kids. They don't have to, but they're going to. So they said the Mitchell 8th grader streak of peaceful days hit 70. No small feat for students surrounded by people responding to problems with fists and worse. Even in the nation's poorest big city, the school's hard luck Southwest Philadelphia neighborhood, Kingsing or whatever sticks out. Somebody from Philly, if you know how I'm supposed to pronounce this, tell me. 844-551-8255. My oldest son went to Wharton. He's a graduate of Wharton, but I guess he never went to that area. Anyway, they said this. 81% of Mitchell students live below the poverty line. 81%. Some are homeless, many are hungry, and some are essentially raising themselves. That area of Philly is also the city's one of the most violent corners, police data shows. And they say the school hasn't been spared. By this point in the 2015-16 school year, nearly a quarter of its eighth graders had been suspended at least once. And on a 1 to 100 school district measure of academics, climate, and growth, Mitchell has just scored a 3. It's a 3 out of 100. Why is it? This isn't a school. It's a penitentiary. That's what it is. By the way, have you guys noticed something about schools these days? Now, I'm about to date myself. I never remember. Somebody help me here. You can just contact us at kjradio.com. No gates, no fence on my schools. Any of them. I can't remember any. My high school campus, Marine Military Academy, you could walk on and off campus all day. You had to jump a moat. There was a canal. We called it the canal. But you could walk right off campus. And the moat didn't circle the whole thing. So there were places you could get off campus. We had a fence where you couldn't get to the airport because we bordered the, an airfield. I forget, but they used to do the, air shows by that field. But that was the only fenced area. And that wasn't for us. That was to keep us off that property. But we had that. Not my junior high, not my my elementary school, none of them had a fence. Not one. And now, you go by any school, fenced, 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 fenced. All of them fenced. Just something interesting. A lot of fights. A 3 out of 100. They said, but on both counts, the school has made significant gains under the watch of Principal Stephanie Andrulevich. The $100 incentive was her idea, a way to promote peace, not just for the older students, but for the whole school. So I'm guessing the 8th graders are the big boys on campus. Yeah, it's probably a middle school. Here's what she says. I wanted to challenge them to be what their families see in them and what we know they are, she said, pausing in the hallway last month to hug a student who rushed at her with a big smile. They have a choice, to become the violence they see in the day-to-day lives or to be peaceful models for our school and our community. See, I believe in these kids, too. I don't know whether this idea is good necessarily. If it works, it's good, right? I'm not, when you've heard me doing this article, you're like, oh, Kevin's probably going to beat up on it. No, if it works, it's good. I don't believe in incentivizing people, you know, for negative, like, don't steal and then I'll give you some money. You shouldn't steal anyway. But sometimes, you know what, the way that the reverse logic of leftism is, it could work. It obviously is right now. Now, here's the other thing. They won't give us all the details. They aren't going to let us know everything about it. But we'll see. We'll see if it works. But she says, Harvard did a study that said that these financial rewards, when offered by educators, are most effective for things that children can control, like doing homework or reading books. They said these incentives can make a difference in school. But is it long term? I don't know. It's kind of like that thing in L.A. where they're saying, if you are a bad kid and you don't do anything bad, we'll send you to Hawaii. Well, the good kids do nothing bad and they get no reward. See, I don't think that's fair. I think that there are kids that are not going to fight in that school, period. Now, here's the deal. She's offering it to the entire 30 whatever number of 8th graders. So it's going to cost somebody $3,000 and change. Well, I hope it works for them. Seriously, sincerely I do. You know, couldn't hurt. But I'm going to go beat somebody up. Back in a minute.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's got to really bother the left that Donald Trump can go in the middle of nowhere and he can draw a crowd of thousands of people. And one of our staffers who went to this event, his deal in Michigan, said it may not have been 25,000, but it was standing room only. She says they were shoulder to shoulder in there, crammed in, 1,000 people waiting outside. Now, I don't know how many, you know, people could get into the building. You can Google that. But here's what it tells you. Donald Trump, no matter where he goes, can fill the building. That's got to disturb the left. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. Able to do that in the middle of nowhere, just like he did during the campaign. And what these rallies prove, and I got more to talk about. We're going to talk about the exodus of people from different states. But What these rallies prove is that Donald Trump is a draw. They certainly dispel the myth that these rallies are not important. The fact that he picked a battleground state doesn't go unnoticed on me. The fact that he didn't pick a big city area doesn't go unnoticed on me. He picked a town that's in the middle of nowhere to remind people that I'm willing to come to you where the post office doesn't want to deliver. I don't know, is everybody going to see this symbolism? I'm not sure. But I know this, that's a big deal. That's the biggest event that probably happened in that little area. And little towns like that, I don't know what the population of that area is, but let's say he drew a third or a quarter of the people, they're going to go home and tell others. And the little towns that are around there, the president came to see us. This is amazing. Famous for rallies. Still drawing as big a crowds now as he did then. If he had been in the city, I remember when Trump came to Phoenix, you had to, I don't remember what time he's going to be there. It was in the afternoon. You had to be there in the morning to even get close to getting something. It was a parking nightmare. It was just crazy. Guy's rock star status. Anyway, I've already given my assessment, so I'm not going to talk any more about it. You know what I want to cover? I want to cover this lynching memorial. I said this is a memorial dedicated to leftism. See, the Democrats are the party of lynching. They've done a masterful job of whitewashing their history of tormenting black people and Republicans. They co-opted the education system. Then they transferred their vile history of enslavement and mistreatment of blacks to the Republicans, who were happy to accept it. Hapless rubes took the baton. Oh, here, you know, the Democrats robbed the bank, took most of the money out, and then said, hey, here's a little change for you. And the Republicans were like, hey, gee, thanks. You know, left them, as they say, holding the proverbial bag. So now Republicans tear down monuments, they tear down statues to the Confederacy, literally helping Democrats remove their racist past and taking the blame. I told this story a couple times, but it's so worth repeating, particularly because people have so much respect for Nikki Haley, who I know follows my work. I've been told this, but they have so much respect for her, and I do too, as a human being and as a person, and even as a South Carolina governor. But that doesn't mean she hasn't done some really stupid things. And when she was then the South Carolina governor, Nikki Haley removed the Confederate flag from the state capitol building as if Republicans held that flag. I was incensed. Why would you possibly do something like that when, look, it was the talk of the town, because this kid, Dylan Roof, remember, it shot up a church full of black folks, and that created the controversy because he was seen in one of his pictures with a Confederate flag. Now, look, this is a disturbed kid, and I know people want to politicize this thing, and if he did have some affiliation with neo-Nazis or whatever, it's part of the story. It certainly needed to be told, but seeing a Confederate flag in a picture with him didn't make that so. What was his issue? If we really delve down to what his issue was, it was probably just the fact that, you know, you get tired of watching special interest groups get something when America has a lot to offer you. And I think that there's a segment of the liberals and leftist movement that want that. They want people angry and envious and jealous of one another. And that's, to me, it's pretty sad that that's the case. But that's what we find. So Dylan Roof does this. We end up in this national discussion around monuments and Confederate flags and all this. And that was the backdrop for Nikki Haley in South Carolina. Now, they were making a big hoopla about it. Obviously, this happened in South Carolina. People were attacking the Confederate flag. Some people were arguing it was for Southern pride, which a lot of it is. Others were arguing that it was racist and, you know, black people couldn't handle it. You had black people wearing the Confederate flag who were proud Southerners who said, look, this is a flag of victory over racism and so on and so forth. And they were called Uncle Toms and all this. These were South Carolina folks. Not Kevin Jackson saying it. I'm analyzing it from the side saying, look, guys, flags don't scare me. I don't know what the big deal about them, but I don't see a Confederate flag and get intimidated. I see it and think of Daisy Duke and the Dukes of Hazzard. And, you know, I don't look at it from the way that the left wants me to view it. But anyway, long and short of it, Nikki Haley calls this big symbolic meeting, has the says we're going to do the flag taking down, and then she goes and as a Republican governor of South Carolina announces that we're taking down the flag. Well, good for her. So she now did exactly what the Democrats wanted. She transferred. If you do see the Confederate flag as a symbol of the KKK and oppression of blacks and all these negative things, neo-Nazism and all that, well, Nikki Haley obliged the left because a Republican governor says, I'm going to take this flag down and that's going to end racism. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again because there are a lot of new listeners. What Nikki Haley should have done was did all the pomp and circumstance leading up to the point of taking down that flag, then said, in honor of this, you know, this memorial, this memorious event, or whatever you want to call it. What am I trying to say? You get what I'm saying. I can't think of the word, but enormous, the enormity of this event, whatever. I want to have the highest ranking Democrat in the state legislature to come down here and take down the flag that was hoisted by Democrats. Now, when I said that, I forget I was on some show. I will never forget kind of the shock of the other person on the other end who was like, ooh. And you want to know why? Because it was such an amazing idea. We don't own that flag. Republicans don't. It's the rebel flag. The Republicans fought against it. Now, it is a matter of Southern pride. I'm a Southern boy myself. I see it and I go, I get it. But if you want to make it a symbol of hate, then you, the person who put it up, you come take it down. And we don't do that. Anyway, now we've got this monument that's for lynching. And I'm saying, look, guys, there's a perfect opportunity for the Republicans to yet again remind people that we are not the party of lynching. Brian Stevenson is the guy who's over this thing. And he says, we want to examine an era of American history that goes ignored, a chapter often left untold. It was a time, he said, of domestic terrorism. He is exactly right, 100%. We had a time in the history of this country where the Democratic Party was committing acts of terrorism on Republicans, a.k.a. people who supported slavery, ending of slavery, the protection of what became the citizens of the United States who were former slaves. And between 1877 and 1950, more than 4,400 black people died by lynching, according to statistics. And by the way, in that museum, I hope they list the number of white folks who were lynched right with them. And if it's like any of the civil rights museums that I've seen in my life, none of them will even closely, they don't even relate to tell you anything about a Democrat doing anything. And this is yet again one of these supposed civil rights museums that's going to earn lots of money in the heart of D.C. And I think it is. I believe it's in D.C. I don't know where it is, to be honest with you. But wherever it is, they're going to dedicate it to not telling people the truth about it and letting people know that it was Democrats who were lynching these people. They're going to eventually make it to where it's Republicans who own this. And that's why I get mad at the Republican Party. When this thing went up, they should have been preaching that, hey, yeah, the Democrats have a, you know, new memorial to themselves and blah, blah, blah. But they didn't do that. And they're not going to do that because, unfortunately, the Republicans miss a lot of these types of things. That's going to do it for me today.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.